Broadcasting across the United States, Canada, and around the world, this is the Best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host for the program is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. For more information, resources, or to donate to CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. To start today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, a great delight and pleasure to be in the studio. Today is a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, as you'll find out about in just a moment. As always, the number to dial to get your questions answered live, 888-ASK, Hank, numerically 888-275-4265. You can contact us on the web at equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Today, however, I want to take just a moment to rejoice in an answer to the prayers of so many supporters of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This is most certainly a historic moment, and a moment that we had best not take for granted. I am speaking specifically of the withdrawal of California Assembly member Evan Lowe's infamous AB 2943. In the response to concerns raised by pastors and counselors, ministry leaders, and Christians worldwide, Evan Lowe decided not, and that's the operative word, not to send AB 2943 to the governor. And we are grateful, deeply grateful, for Evan Lowe's willingness to listen and then to act charitably in withdrawing AB 2943. Incidentally, on the cover of the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, the following question is posed in large letters. That question is, civil discourse possible? The answer in this case is a resounding yes. Lowe listened charitably, and rather than cursing the darkness, Christians, well, they built a lighthouse in the midst of the gathering storm. They did not just demonize. They discussed the issues with gentleness and with respect. Rather than merely talking past one another, as so often happens, there was genuine consideration, genuine communication. In other words, civil discourse won the day. And Evan Lowe, he is to be commended for being willing to take a risk in the pursuit of truth. Rather than remain in his own echo chamber, he engaged with those with whom he disagreed. And by the way, the CRI Journal headline I just referenced is taken from an article titled, How to Have a Civil Discourse About Abortion. And in the article, Clinton Wilcox underscores communication skills, skills you can develop that will lead to civil discussions. I think congressional leaders would have been well served to employ such skills in the Brett Kavanaugh hearings on Capitol Hill today. Well, joining me to discuss all of this and more, Joe Dallas. He is Program Director of Genesis Counseling in Tustin, California. He's the author of multiple books on human sexuality, including The Gay Gospel, How Pro-Gay Advocates Misread the Bible. Also, The Game Plan, Men's 30-Day Strategy for Attaining Sexual Integrity, and most recently, speaking of homosexuality, discussing the issues with kindness and with clarity. Joe, thanks for being on the broadcast today.
Thank you for having me, Hank. Good talking with you.
You know, AB 2943 would not only have been horrific law, it would have set a bad precedent for future legislation as well.
I was actually more concerned about the precedent than the law itself, although, as you said, the law was wrong. It was based on wrong ideas. It was a heavy-handed, very unreasonable attempt to silence freedom of choice when it comes to making personal decisions about your own sexual desires and behavior. But the precedent it would have set, Hank, would have gone far beyond people like me. The law specifically targeted counselors like me who work with people who reach a point where they say, you know, I realize I'm attracted to the same sex, but I don't want to give in to those attractions. I believe they would take me outside God's will. I want some help. Those are the types of people I serve. This law would have called that sort of counseling fraudulent if I were to charge any fee for it. So that, of course, would have created a huge difficulty for me and others like me, but it would have set a precedent by which the state would be saying to the Christian community, we know better than you what you should believe about homosexuality. We are therefore going to impose ourselves into your population and interfere with the way you practice your faith. And let's not be naive. It would not have stopped with counseling. It absolutely would have worked its way into the pulpit.
We've been on top of this for a long time. You and I have had a lot of discussions on the Bible Instrument broadcast in this regard. This is a miracle tantamount to parting the Red Sea.
Hank, I used the exact same phrase when I talked with my pastor about this when I first heard the news. I don't mean to be needlessly sarcastic, but if you would have told me last week that I would have heard the news I heard Friday morning, I would have said, yes, Hank, and this just in, pigs were spotted flying over North Dakota, because it was so absolutely unlikely. The bill that Evan Lowe authored had full support in both the Assembly and in the Senate, and there is no reason to believe Governor Brown would not have enthusiastically signed it. It was a slam dunk. But as you said, Mr. Lowe did have the integrity to interact with a number of pastors, and I know some of the pastors he interacted with. He attended some church services. He talked at length with some pastors, and I believe that he showed real integrity in making this decision because, make no mistake, he's going to take a lot of heat for it. Now, we are cautiously celebrating here in California because we know that this is not the end. Evan has said that he will be presenting another bill at a later date, but he wants to have more dialogue between now and then. He wants to get more consensus and see if we can reach some kind of mutual understanding. I could not in good conscience support any law that restricted the ability of Christian counselors to offer the full counsel of God, but I welcome an opportunity to dialogue about this. And like you, Hank, I appreciate his willingness to make this decision. And I am hoping that Christians in California especially will contact him, express their appreciation. I know for a fact that he is taking heat for this. And as you know, Hank, had this bill passed in California, it would have established a trend that would have spread across the country. The ramifications would have been huge. So no question, we have dodged a bullet for now.
And this is another indication, I think, for everybody listening in, that the power of prayer can never be underestimated.
No. There are two things I think we've got to keep in mind here. There were saints praying, I'm sure around the world, but certainly across the country and definitely in California. There was a ton of prayer attached to this. It is also true that at least 40,000 phone calls were made to state legislatures opposing this bill. It's also true that a number of Christians showed up at the California Assembly to personally testify of having, by the grace of God, found the power to overcome homosexuality. So a number of pastors, Christian leaders, and believers both spoke up and stood up. And because of that, I believe both Mr. Lowe and quite a few other leaders realized that the Christian community feels very strongly about being told how we may or may not practice our faith. So I believe that this was further evidence that the church should not be silent on matters, that just as you said, Hank, civil discourse is both desirable and possible, but you can't have civil discourse if you don't speak up. And I'm afraid we've been intimidated, and I think we're seeing the necessity of kindly speaking up as opportunity allows.
Going to continue the discussion with Joe Dallas, Program Director of Genesis Counseling in Tustin, California, on the other side of the break. In the meantime, you may want to check out his books on the web at equip.org. When we come back from the break, I want to ask Joe about the importance of engagement and the importance of voting, particularly as the midterms are on the horizon. We'll be right back with more of Joe Dallas. Please don't touch that dial.
God changed the heart of a hateful man who proceeded to change the world. Watching the inspired Word of God depicted in the major motion picture, Paul, Apostle of Christ, will move you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. To receive your DVD of Paul, Apostle of Christ, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff. InterVarsity, one of the largest collegiate associations in the country, has been derecognized on a growing number of college campuses for believing in traditional morals. In 2014, Brendan Eich, CEO of Mozilla and creator of JavaScript, was forced from his position just for having donated $1,000 to California's Proposition 8, a ballot initiative limiting marriage to a man and a woman. A plethora of such examples demonstrate that a tsunami of secularism has been unleashed, and we've not yet seen its high watermark. To equip you for the days ahead, read Mary Eberstadt's book, It's Dangerous to Believe, Religious Freedom and Its Enemies. Receive your copy of It's Dangerous to Believe as our thanks for supporting the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Christians in the Islamic world are vastly outnumbered and politically subjugated under the Islamic way. In Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians, Raymond Ibrahim poignantly states one urgent reason why the West in its entirety, Christians and non-Christians, liberals and conservatives, deists and atheists, should take note of and respond to Muslim persecution of Christians. It is a reflection of what Islam has in store for them. Ibrahim explains that if the mainstream media were to report honestly on the persecution of Christians under Islam, the obvious implications that Islam is dangerously hostile to all non-Muslims would be inescapable. Read Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians. To receive your copy as our thanks, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. Pastor Martin Niemöller spent the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps. Reflecting on the camps where millions would die, Niemöller said, "First, they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me." To ensure that your voice is heard and that someone is speaking for you, become a member today of CRI's support team. Simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit our website at equip.org. Here again is the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. The quote of the day by my good friend Joe Dallas, who says, saying, "I'm Christian and gay proves nothing." The question shouldn't be, can a person be homosexual and still belong to God, but rather, is homosexuality right or wrong according to the Bible? Joe, I love that quote because so often we're found answering the wrong question, and we want to make sure that we're answering the right question.
I think that's very relevant today, Hank. I think that we do have to be asking not whether or not a homosexual can be a nice person or is loved by God or can even have saving faith. The question is, can homosexual behavior ever be within God's will? And if it cannot, then it remains a sin regardless of the likability factor of the person who is homosexual.
So many people calling in. Let's go to the phone lines, and we'll talk to David in Derry, New Hampshire, listening on Sirius XM 131. David, you're on with Joe Dallas.
Hi, Hank. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hello, David.
Great to talk to you. I'm calling in because the topic for today made me think of something that happened in our state, New Hampshire, not too long ago. There was a couple of bills that got passed. One was very similar to the one you're talking about today, that it would criminalize the work of therapists to assist people with unwanted same-sex attraction and gender dysphoria. And it actually, strangely enough, our governor, Republican Governor Sununu, signed that into law. It came up at the same time, actually, with a bathroom bill, which would allow someone identifying as a man to enter women's bathrooms. And I think that also got passed and signed.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just calling, you've had some success in California. If you have any recommendations or suggestions for us here in New Hampshire, how we might go about reversing what's happened here.
Well, David, of course, as Hank already said, prayer is where it must begin. We must recognize this is ultimately a spiritual battle. That's where we need to do our most aggressive fighting. And then as stewards of truth, we need to speak up. One thing that was very helpful to us was the unity factor. As soon as this bill was presented and we were made aware of it months ago, quite a large number of churches, pastors, leaders, counselors, different concerned lay people began communicating. And we began holding regular meetings to pray and to talk and to share ideas. And I do believe that the communication within the church is very important. I think that there is also a place for doing as Paul did in the synagogues, trying to reason with people. Basically, I believe that when these laws are passed, they are laws passed against a non-existent beast. It's like passing a law against Bigfoot. Conversion therapy is presented as this awful medieval practice that is done on innocent people. And, of course, it often is described as including features like shock treatment or aversive drugs or brainwashing or humiliating people or coercing people. And with that in mind, well-meaning people say, oh, well, we better pass a law against it. But I think that if we look at the book of Acts, we see that oftentimes when the gospel was preached, when people wanted to silence the apostles, they would make claims about what the apostles were saying and doing that were false and agitate people based on those claims. So I think you can do that. You can respond to that agitation today with reason by saying, can you please explain what you mean by conversion therapy, and where is your hard data that this type of conversion therapy is being done, and where is your hard data to show that it is damaging to people? Because I am convinced we have been found guilty without a trial. People are simply told that we are guilty of doing something abusive and destructive without any hard evidence backing that accusation.
Joe, weigh in on the importance of engagement, of voting. So often people, they curse the darkness, but they're not building a lighthouse. They're not making a significant difference by being actively involved in the process that we're privileged to be involved in as voters, as people who can make our voices heard.
And that's lousy stewardship, Hank. It's absolutely lousy, irresponsible stewardship. You know, if the church faces persecution, and it is a persecution the church could do nothing to avert or avoid, then I believe we are blessed if we endure that persecution. But if through our negligence, our slothfulness, our timidness, we experience a persecution we could have avoided, I see no honor in that. So if we are not willing to vote for candidates who will respect the U.S. Constitution, who will respect the God-given freedoms we are guaranteed as American citizens and as human beings, if we will not examine the candidates and their positions and then responsibly show up at the voting polls, if we find that the government becomes run by people who favor an overarching big government that is run on a humanistic worldview and is hostile to Christianity, I believe we will have invited our own persecution. And I see, as I said, no honor in that. We'll have no one to blame but ourselves.
Joe Dallas, he is Program Director of Genesis Counseling in Tustin, California. And more importantly, I want you to go to the web at equip.org and look at his books, any one of his books available for those who support the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and our 24/7 outreach around the world. Joe, your voice has been such an important voice in this discussion, in this debate. Thank you so much for your clarity and for your commitment.
Well, thank you, Hank. Thank you for the encouragement, and God bless you. Your work is invaluable, as I've said hundreds of times, to the body. Keep it up.
Thank you, Joe. And I want to mention, as we close out this broadcast, that we are in the midst of a change as we seek to get content out more broadly in a variety of ways. Placing a half-hour program is far easier and more cost-effective than placing our programs, and we want to increase our outreach around the world, and that means you need to get involved in supporting this ministry prayerfully and financially. We have one of the most significant resources available for you right now. It is a DVD of a recent movie, a movie I watched when I was in Athens, Greece. And I remember watching this movie in my hotel room and weeping. The movie is titled Paul, Apostle of Christ. And one of the things that touched me so much about this movie is that I have memorized so much of what Paul has said in writing two-thirds of the New Testament epistles. And as this movie progressed, many people would not have known this, but the words and the dialogue coming from the mouth of Paul, and even from Luke, are words directly from the Word of God. This is an exquisite movie, and a movie that ought to be in the library of every single believer listening to my voice. You can get your copy for your support by going to the web and giving in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And my deepest appreciation to all of you who are standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. You're making a difference in the lives of people all around the globe. Keep it up. You are today's Christian heroes. Out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Look forward to seeing you right back here next week with more.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and to live Christianly. In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of CRI, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you Paul, Apostle of Christ on DVD. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. My faith versus my job. My faith versus my social standing. My faith versus my future. For more and more Christians, notes Mary Eberstadt, such either-or thought experiments aren't theoretical exercises. They are constant real-life companions. Houston pastors were subpoenaed to turn over any sermons mentioning gender identity or the mayor. A U.S. Marine in North Carolina was court-martialed, discharged, and denied military benefits for posting on her office computer, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." The Christian Research Institute is here to equip you to act against the growing secular onslaught. Read Mary Eberstadt's book, It's Dangerous to Believe, Religious Freedom and Its Enemies. Receive It's Dangerous to Believe as our thanks for your support. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org.